From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rachel Silverstein is reporting in the Times Union. Graduation rates rose in the Capital Region and throughout New York in 2019, according to data released by the Education Department January 16th. Statewide, 83.4% of the students who entered high school in 2015 graduated in 2019, 0.8 percentage points above the rate reported in 2018. In Columbia County, the cumulative completion rate was 86%, in Greene County, 84%, both above the state rate for all students. The schools reporting the highest percentage of four-year graduates in the two counties were Chatham High School at 91% and Catskill High School at 90%. Board of Regents Chancellor Betty A. Rosa said that although there was general improvement measured statewide, significant gaps in achievement based on racial and socioeconomic factors still exist. New York schools are going in the right direction, she said in a statement, and I quote, "But we can never truly close achievement gaps until we address opportunity gaps," end quote. Some of the gains seen in the past year can be attributed to New York's increased reliance on local diplomas and alternative to passing the Regents exams for students from underserved groups, according to Ian Rosenblum, executive director of the education advocacy group Education Trust New York. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village officials have announced the village trustees and planning board, along with local real estate agents, will be undertaking a review of all vacant and underdeveloped properties in the village. The results of the review will help officials decide on potential future use. Village President Vincent Seeley said the properties to be evaluated include the 55 acres located behind the Price Chopper, the former Rite Aid building on Route 9W, and the former Condor vehicle dealership. Seeley said, and I quote, "The information gathered will be used to see if the parcels are priced right. What are the challenges to selling them? What could be some optimal uses of the parcels?" End quote. Seeley said there are also concerns about housing to be addressed. He said, and I quote, "Can we accelerate the development of one of these vacant parcels to meet our affordable housing needs?" End quote. Planning Board Chairman Patrick McCullough said once the property review is finished, the Planning Board will meet with local realtors to identify the businesses that might be interested in the parcels available. Seeley said Angela Lanatou, president of Columbia Green Northern Dutchess Multiple Listing Service, has been invited to participate. Seeley said the group of trustees, Planning Board members, and real estate agents will begin its monthly meetings in February. He said the review will continue through 2020. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jennifer Gould Keel is reporting for the New York Post. Socialite Cornelia Guest has put her 456-plus acre estate in Ancrumdale, Columbia County, on the market for $4.75 million. Guest is moving, along with her collection of rescue animals, to Texas. Guest said, and I quote, "I have a mini horse and a donkey rescue," end quote. She purchased the property in 2015 for an undisclosed sum. Guest is the daughter of the late socialite C.Z. Guest and polo champion Winston Frederick Churchill Guest. The Ancrumdale property includes a 6,000-square-foot main house with 6 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms, plus a guest house, barns, fields, and trails. Guest said, and I quote, "It's really beautiful. Every window I look out of is just gorgeous," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Post. Rebecca Carballo was reporting for the Times Union. The town of Colonies computer system was reported down on Friday, January 17th, due to a cyber attack. City officials said things should slowly start to come back online before the weekend. The attack was discovered late Wednesday and forced many of the town departments to take operations offline. The town has not paid any ransom to the hacker. Town Supervisor Paula Mahan said a team of law enforcement and various state agencies have been working to respond to the attack. She also said the town's data was backed up and many of the departments were able to work without using the computer system, but the town's news release about the attack had to go out by fax because the email systems were down. About a week ago, the Albany County Airport Authorities network was also hacked, and the airport had to pay a ransom. The amount paid was not disclosed, but airport officials said it was, and I quote, under six figures, end quote. It is unknown if there was any connection between the Albany and the colony events. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.